God's going to have a flame coming out of your butthole. You're going to have a flame coming out of your butthole. And there'll be people walking around all over America with flames coming out of their butthole. You ain't seen nothing yet. Butthole. If you thought that AIDS was bad, you ain't seen nothing yet. Flaming butthole. And you will not be able to sit down. Butthole. You ain't seen nothing yet. Everyone who takes it up the rear, everyone who has a penis injected in his butthole, when that penis comes out, the flame will start burning. Because ain't nobody going to stick no penis in that flame. That flame will be an eternal flame coming out of the butthole of every sodomite. Flame coming out of the butthole, flame coming out of your butt. That man pulls that penis out of you, a flame is going to come out, and nobody will ever stick a penis in your butthole again because it will be on fire. You ain't seen nothing till you see the flame coming out of T.D. Jakes' butt. Got a flame coming out of his butt. And all flames shooting out of there behind. You're going to see the power of God. You ain't seen nothing yet. Butthole.
Oh, I drink semen.
You ain't seen nothing yet. I'm lightning bug.
Semen latte.
God's going to put a cancer in the butthole of every sodomite.
Your breath stinks of another man's butthole.
Hey, freaks, it's Monday, February 3rd, 2020. Coming up on the program today, I've been accused of hate speech. Me, innocent, sweet little old Timmy Boo. Plus, feminists are always being lumped together with lesbos, chili powder in the vagina, and is there anything more majestic than a golden piss stream off a second floor balcony?
And what you don't know about me are the things they do to your kid when nobody's looking.
Black nut juice is good, but I gotta say, Negro nut cream, way better.
If you gon' suck a dick, then you suck a dick.
I'm retarded.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Hey guys, Tim Henson back here with you, kicking off a new week of programs. Got a good one for you today, although I'm in a pissy mood. I logged into YouTube, you know, to look at videos, and I was greeted with a violation of community guidelines strike. Again, this is nothing new. I get strikes all the time. Luckily, they go away after 90 days, so as long as I don't get too many strikes in a 90-day window, I'm okay. I'm getting concerned, though, because YouTube is getting very picky, bitchy, cunty with their strikes. I don't know what the right word is. The video that got a hate speech policy violation is a video that doesn't have any video, or at least visuals. Just a stupid song that I put together. It was the intro to today's show, the Pastor Manning talking about buttholes to the song You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet. And it's like, well, yeah, okay, the stuff he's saying is awful, but I'm making fun of him. It's a joke song about how fucking ridiculous what he says is. The question is, did YouTube's algorithms flag this because it had the word butthole in it? And I'm sure I tagged it with, like, gays, burning butthole. You know, there's a lot of reasons why YouTube might want to review that video. Or did someone report it? My theory is that it was an automatic thing because I got two strikes on the same day. So in addition to Pastor Manning, I got a violent or graphic content strike. Now, I'm very careful when I do post shit on YouTube that I don't post any real nudity. I'm more lenient on violent acts. So the other one that was pulled was DV Log Sponge, which was an old video I posted. And it was like just a compilation of funny stuff that I found. And this one I can sort of understand. First of all, there's a guy with diarrhea shitting on paper. You don't see his butthole, but you do see the shit coming out. Stream of shit. And then there's a child on the streets. I don't know what he's been accused of, but adults are like punching and kicking his head. I think he was accused of stealing something in a store. They dragged him outside and they beat his ass. And then I got another nudity and sexual content strike for my video entitled Banana in the Ass? ? I need to title these more cryptically. Or just flat out misleading. This should have been titled Sunday Worship Session at the First Baptist Church. By the way, there wasn't a banana in the ass. It was some guy who was like shoving a banana in the crook of his knee or like his armpit or something. And the camera was zoomed in so it kind of looked like a butt. And I appealed that strike, by the way. I went to YouTube and I was like, look, I know it looks like a butt, but it's really not. Take a look. If you look closely, you can tell. And they rejected that. I'm pissed about YouTube, and YouTube has been getting progressively worse. You hear people like content creators complaining about the demonetization. Third time's the charm. And like everything's got to be kid friendly or some bullshit, right? So like YouTube is not the place for Distorted View Daily. And really, I haven't been posting a lot of stuff over there. I'm just so glad I didn't go all in on YouTube. Like, all right, fuck it. We're going to be a YouTube first podcast, which a lot of podcasts are. Would have been a bad business decision, I guess. But as of right now, the Distorted View channel is still up. I'm just not allowed to upload anything for a while. YouTube.com/DistortedViewShow. Subscribe. Show your support for DV. Follow my ass over there. Another thing that I saw while just surfing around is there's a lot of articles now about the coronavirus, specifically people being racist towards the Chinese for the coronavirus. I'm sorry, if your country is the home to a fucking pandemic, you gotta just sit and take your lumps. People are gonna say some not so nice things for a while. Stop eating bats! Good God. And it's not like super racist. They're jokes like, guys, we got to temporarily suspend dating Asian women for a while. I was reading a thread and they posted an Onion video, 5 things to know about the coronavirus. And one of them is, how can I prevent coronavirus? And the answer is, for the time being, face away from China when inhaling. And woke Twitter freaked the fuck out. The Onion really did that? Facing away from China really pinpoints the level of quote-unquote humor that people are using to mask their prejudices. It's like, that's where the virus came from. That's where all the cases are at. If the virus started in Sweden, we would be saying, you know, face away from Sweden when inhaling. Not everything is about race. Oh, for fuck's sake. Give me another content strike. YouTube would consider this hate speech. All right, let's get into some audio. I do have a bunch of stuff to share with you. Still no word from Gail Cord Schuller / Gabrielle Chana. She's been silent ever since she supposedly had a visit from the Secret Service. You know, because she mailed a tuft of her pubic hair to Melania Trump. She's either being held on a psych evaluation type thing, or she's behind bars, or, you know, just resting comfortably at home. Regardless, I am holding auditions to replace her, because, you know, we need to have crazy people, a stable of crazy people on the show, and Gabrielle Chana's my number one bitch. If she goes away, there's a big void I need to fill, right? So, open auditions, we've been featuring some crazy people recently who might possibly take her place. Today, a new lady.
All right, the vaginal shit smear, Autumn McLaughlin.
All right, have no clue what this woman's talking about, but she uses the word vaginal shit smear, so I'm all in.
All right, the vaginal shit smear, Autumn McLaughlin, is currently ensconced somewhere in Eugene going there. I don't know if anyone's attending that college right now. And their
vaginal shit smear you? No.
Was employed there, but seems shouldn't be, but still might be. I don't know. This, I just call him proof of butt fuck.
She's talking about someone. She's not happy about someone. Autumn McLaughlin or something.
So in one of my incarnations, I'm Rose.
Hi, Rose.
So I am Briar Rose.
Nice to meet you.
And he is who was the Beast, a very cankerous old man, a human.
I think the implication here is that she is not a human.
Who's not uberly attractive, but what was worse was his cankerous personality. He hated everybody, and no one really cared for him.
Kind of sounds like she's describing a lot of us, huh?
When asked if he'd help me, he got in with the DIN scheme and just chose to torture and rape me to my own powers that be for many millennia.
A tale as old as time.
So I hate him.
For the raping, of course. Understandable.
Though he still exists. He needs to leave me the hell alone, because he's a nasty, murdering bitch.
By the way, I'm pretty sure she lives in a metal shed. It's rusty, and it looks a little scary. Either that, or it's her YouTube vlogging studio. So there you go, a new crazy lady for your Monday. Moving on now. We are deep in the shit, freaks. The 2020 election is coming at us. Fast and furiously. There it comes. And, rest in peace, Paul Walker. I can say that now, right? Without everyone getting fucking butt hurt. We've all moved on to mourning Saint Kobe. He's the new dead guy we're not allowed to make fun of. All right, well, anyway, that's neither here nor there. The 2020 elections are just around the corner. Things are heating up. And anytime there's an important election, it makes me think about my favorite political ad. We featured this, back in 2005, I think. No other political ad has been able to dethrone it. I've played it countless times on the show, but there's a reason why I'm bringing it up today. I'm talking about the ad entitled The Wrong Kind.
With our servicemen and women facing death every day, what kind of congressman would try to gut military spending? The wrong kind. Ron Kind. That's right. Congressman Ron Kind is repeatedly voted to deprive our troops of the funding they need to fight for us.
Well, Ron Kind seems like a goddamn dick, doesn't he? He wants our military men to fail. He may be a Russian asset. Who knows? I mean, in reality, obviously, these increases in military spending are rolled up into these massive pieces of legislation. So while there may be a bill that gives a 3% pay raise to military personnel, it's also, legalizing the practice of hunting orphans for sport. If you don't have a mommy and daddy, you're released into the wild and you've got to run. Hunters are coming after you, they kill you, and they'll mount your head on the wall. Crazy shit like that.
But Ron Kind has no trouble spending your money. He would just rather spend it on sex. That's right. Instead of spending money on cancer research, Ron Kind voted to spend your money to study the sex lives of Vietnamese prostitutes. Instead of spending money to study heart disease, Ron Kind spent your money to study the masturbation habits of old men.
Ron Kind is a fucking pervert. I love him. Just like the military spending thing, like studying the sex habits of child molesters is wrapped up in like Department of Health and Human Services funding. These are grants for like the National Institute of Health or something.
Ron Kind spent your tax dollars to study something called the bisexual, transgendered, and two-spirited Aleutian Eskimos, whoever they are.
I would like to know who they are. That's why we need the research done.
Ron Kind even spent your tax dollars to pay teenage girls to watch pornographic movies with probes connected to their genitalia. Ron Kind pays for sex, but not for soldiers. If Ron Kind had better priorities, you wouldn't be having to hear this. Ron Kind is out of touch, and soon he'll be out of Congress.
Well, he wasn't out of Congress. He won his re-election.
I'm Paul R. Nelson, and I approve of this message.
What a dork. I'm Paul R. Nelson. There's so much about this ad I loved. And again, I've talked about this so many times, but just listen to the background music. It's so weird.
Your money to study the masturbation habits of old men.
Like, what is that?
Ron Kind spent your tax dollars to study something called the bisexual, transgendered, and two-spirited Aleutian Eskimos.
Like some sort of weird animal noises. What is that? So, this was an advertisement, obviously, for Paul R. Nelson. It was a very anti-Ron Kind ad. But the announcer, who's that guy, right?
Your money to study the masturbation.
I think I found another political ad featuring that same voice. It looks like this advertisement aired around the same time, so probably the same election cycle. The quality of this video is a bit better, so the voice is, there's a difference in the voice, but I think it's the same guy. Take a listen.
If you're a conservative Republican, watching the news these days can make you feel as though you are in the Twilight Zone. Americans are under attack from Islamic extremists in every corner of the world. Homosexuals are mocking holy matrimony, and the lesbians and feminists are attacking...
I love that they don't lump gays and lesbians together. Gays are their own thing, gay guys, and they lump lesbians and feminists. And really, one doesn't have a lot to do with the other. Most feminists are just women, just straight women. They like to put those two together for some reason. It's funny, like the imagery that they show, you know, Islamic terrorists, and then they show two guys making out, but it looks like they're wrestlers or something. I don't know. It's very hot.
Holy matrimony, and the lesbians and feminists are attacking everything sacred. Liberal judges have completely rewritten the Constitution. You can burn the American flag and kill a million babies a year, but you can't post the Ten Commandments or say God in public. One nation
under... No one's been prevented from saying God in public. What drama queens. I guess you can't be forced to say God.
You can't post the Ten Commandments or say God in public. One nation under... 7 out of every 10 black children are born out of wedlock, and Jackson and Sharpton claim the answer is racial quotas.
Things are getting a little racist in here.
And the aliens are here, but they didn't come in a spaceship. They came across our unguarded Mexican border by the millions.
I'm Vernon Robinson. If you send me to Congress, I'll send that back to the Twilight Zone. I approve of this message and of traditional American values.
Look at him adding a little something-something to the end there. He was not elected, by the way. No one that this voice guy works with is ever elected into office. That narrator is the kiss of death for campaigns. All right, and finally, before we get into the news today, I've got an adult baby singing with a woman. I don't know what's wrong with her, but she can't sing either, so they're a good pair. We featured this adult baby before, and he's like an old adult baby. Gotta be in his, like... 60s, maybe? I don't know. How bad are they exactly? Well...
Hello, Stacy.
Hey,
hello.
That's him sucking on his pacifier, by the way, when he goes... they're singing Chasing Cars by, what was it, Snow Patrol?
Hello.
If you think she's bad, wait till you hear the adult baby, John.
We don't need anything.
He's obviously never heard this song before.
If I just lay here, would you lie with me and
do you hear chirping in the background? There's a very angry bird, I think, in a cage. Like right there. What is that? Where it's like, I'm trying to sleep! I wish I was a radio DJ, like on a real local FM station, because once in a while I would just trick people, right? I'd be like, all right, coming up next, Snow Patrol. They're hit Chasing Cars, and then play this version and not say anything, right?
I don't quite know.
Oh my God. She's at least heard the song, right? She knows how it's sung. She can't sing it, but she knows how it's supposed to go.
What about? If I just lay here.
Holy Mother of Christ. The next time there's like a Waco or Ruby Ridge situation, the FBI needs to be blaring this music. That'll smoke those assholes right out. I just want to play just a tiny bit from the original because it is kind of an older song now, right? 2006. So some of you may have not heard this song.
If I let
I hear if I just lay here?
That's how you're supposed to sing the song. Let's see if I can really fuck things up by playing all of this at once.
Well, there's that.
Much better. This podcast is unlistenable. I don't know why you're subscribed. All right, let's get into the crazy bizarre twist. The fucked up news right now. What a silly, silly, useless podcast we have here. Thank you guys so much for listening to this nonsense. If you do like what you hear, consider signing up and becoming a member of The Sideshow. That's TV's member site where you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week, we do exclusive shows, extended programs. We've got that new video series, Uncut. If you're curious about it, I posted episode 2 over on the free side here, so non-paying members can take a look and see what Uncut is all about. Sideshow Freaks got episode 3 this week, so a brand new episode for Sideshow members. If you haven't checked it out, it is a good, fun one. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Memberships start at $6.99 a month, but you can pay even less if you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. Again, SuperFreakSideshow.com. All major credit cards and PayPal accepted. Other ways to support the show, we have a Patreon account. That's my next order of business, posting a personal podcast for you patrons over there. Great time to sign up. You can pledge as little as a dollar. If you pledge five, you get access to a special voicemail line. It's another way to help support the show. Patreon.com/distortedview. Okay, three very quick stories now. First up, Rush Limbaugh has lung cancer. Second story we have for you today. No. Regardless of what you think about Rush Limbaugh, the conservative talk show host, he is, in fact, really quite dumb. Years before, conservative radio host Rush Limbaugh announced on his show Monday that he had been diagnosed with advanced lung cancer. He downplayed the health risks of smoking on his show. The 69-year-old firebrand said he is receiving treatment for the cancer, but he did not provide further details. He did say, there are going to be days that I'm not going to be able to be here. During a discussion with a caller to the Rush Limbaugh show, all the way back to 2015, when doctors were debating on whether cigarettes were good for you or they were just merely refreshing. All research seems to indicate maximum T-zone comfort. That's the T-shaped area from the base of your nose to your mouth all the way down to your throat. Smoking Camels, for instance, is clinically proven to soothe your throat. That's why more doctors smoke Camels Unfiltered than any other brand. Ting! Yes, Rush Limbaugh was talking to a caller back in 2015 about smoking. Everyone pretty much knew that smoking was bad for you. What, late 60s, early 70s? Then you had the 80s, the 90s, the early 2000s, the 2010s. Finally, 2015, Rush Limbaugh is talking to a caller, and he denied secondhand smoke was a danger. He said it takes 50 years for smokers to get cancer. The caller was questioning Limbaugh's logic that society should be thankful for smokers because of the tax money generated from the sale of tobacco products. He does have a point there. After asking who smokers were harming, Limbaugh denied secondhand smoke caused any deaths. That's a myth! That's been disproven at the World Health Organization, and the report was suppressed, Limbaugh claimed. Only he has seen the report, because, you know, it was suppressed. It was filed away. There's no fatality whatsoever. Yes. There's no even major sickness component associated with secondhand smoke. It may irritate you, and you may not like it, but it will not make you sick, and it will not kill you. According to the CDC, approximately 2,500,000 non-smokers have died from health problems caused by exposure to secondhand smoke since 1964. They're going back pretty far to get that 2 million number. Let's try to keep it within the last 5 or 10 years. Who the fuck cared what happened back in 1964? polio was still a thing back then, right? Limbaugh went on to claim firsthand smoke isn't that serious either. Firsthand smoke takes 50 years to kill people, if it even does. Not everybody that smokes gets cancer. I guess Rush was just one of the unlucky ones. Advanced lung cancer. He best be rushing out to plan his funeral. Limbaugh went on to ask why the government didn't ban tobacco if it was so dangerous before, claiming the society had vilified smokers, even though their purchases are funding children's healthcare programs. I would like a medal for smoking cigars. That's what I'm saying. He then went on to talk about all of the freedoms being taken away from Americans, such as school children in Virginia having to eat lunches planned by Michelle Obama, which was, what, just basically more healthy food? Wasn't that her big thing? And New York City's 7-Eleven locations only selling Slurpees in 16-ounce sizes or smaller. Well, I do not like that. Limbaugh concluded the segment by circling back to smoking. I've never seen cause of death, tobacco products. Not everybody who smokes gets cancer. The most shocking event in the world is when somebody gets lung cancer and they never smoked. And everybody says, how the hell did that happen? Because everybody's been so persuaded to believe that it's automatic. Well, it could be from secondhand smoke. You know that thing that you also denied being a thing? The only thing this has really proven, once again, is that you're a big fat hypocrite. Remember when it was revealed he was a drug addict? He was, like, addicted to Oxycontin and shit? So much so that he went deaf? This was back in 2001. At the time, he said that he lost total hearing in one ear and could hear a little bit in the other ear, but he didn't want to disclose the cause of his ailment. He says doctors have their own theories and he prefers to keep it to himself. It's because it was drugs. And then, you know, he stopped doing drugs and after a while he got his stupid hearing back. At the time, back in 2001, I was 21 years old. And while Distorted View was not a podcast, it was an internet radio show. And I couldn't help myself but do a little bit on Rush Limbaugh. So here's a very young Timmy Boo pretending to be Deaf Rush Limbaugh.
It's the Rush Limbaugh Show.
Welcome back to the Rush Limbaugh Show. Liberal Bad.
I don't know if I've ever heard a deaf person in my life at this point, or I was getting deaf and retarded confused. Then Rush took a phone call.
Now that the military strikes have begun, what would be the best course of action for George W. Bush to follow to continue the war on terrorism? Totally. Ditto, Rush.
That's what Distorted View sounded like in 2001. It's pretty much the same as it is now. Not a lot of growing has taken place with the show or me. Second story we have for you today. This one just happens to come from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida. Our most fucked up state!
A 20-year-old Michigan man was arrested early on Saturday after police said he peed off of a St. Petersburg nightclub balcony, hitting two women sitting on a bench below.
Here comes the rain.
A song for everything. I like to produce these audio illustrations in case you aren't sure what peeing on a woman might sound like. She's not happy about it. My God, that Annie Lennox. I don't know if it's because I'm getting older, but Jesus Christ, I've got a middle-aged man boner for her music. She's just got such a great voice. I've mentioned this before. Growing up, I actually would change the radio station when I heard like the Eurythmics or Annie Lennox, you know, come on. But now, good God, it's good stuff. Annie Lennox and Toad the Wet Sprocket. Oh God, if those two ever go on tour together, I am just take my money, right? All right. This guy peed off a St. Petersburg nightclub balcony. He hit two women with his piss stream on a bench below. Jack Estes Debrabander. Debrabander was arrested on 2 misdemeanor charges of simple battery. Like, was he aiming? Was he trying to hit these broads with his pee? Or was he just like, I gotta piss, and wasn't paying any attention, and they just happened to be in the line of fire? The incident took place at around 12:30 a.m. at the 260 First Nightclub, located at 260 First Avenue. Oh, that's how the bar got its name. The man was on the upper-level balcony of the club overlooking the sidewalk when he stepped to the railing and started urinating onto the sidewalk below. Two women sitting on a bench below were struck in the face, ting, mouth, head, hands, and arms with the defendant's urine as they looked up to see what was hitting them. Like, I understand that your reflex to look up, like, where is that pee coming from? But you're just going to get hit even harder in the face with the pee, right? Now your mouth is facing the piss stream. Officers noted that Debrabander, whose address is listed as East Lansing, Michigan in the arrest report, was intoxicated and uncooperative. He was booked in the Pinellas County Jail and released at 6:47 a.m. Saturday after posting a $1,000 bail. Annie Lennox, why don't you play us out of this news story and into the next one?
But I have to be sure where the
that bird wants to break free. Someone rescue that thing. But that's right, we have for you today, three women stuffed chili powder into the cunt of another woman, a sales executive in India's Gujarat. On Thursday. Is that where they stuffed the chili powder? In her Gujarat? Or is that the name of the town? According to the 22-year-old complainant, one of three women was the wife of her ex-boyfriend. She also said that she was brutally assaulted. The chili's in the pussy, though. That's a long-lasting burn. I mean, just imagine, every time she walks, she feels, when she pees, she probably feels it. She was in a relationship with Girish Goswami, the husband of one of the accused women, 4 years ago. The two remained in a relationship for 2 years before the complainant decided to call it off. According to the 22-year-old, Goswami called her 2 months ago, and the two were on talking terms again. Okay, that's healthy. There, you know, this is a mature way of handling the situation. She alleged that his wife had come to know about their patch-up and had started threatening her. It is kind of strange that this guy called the woman, you know, and they're talking again. Meanwhile, he's got another girlfriend. I could see why the current girlfriend would be a little peeved, right? All right, so, the new girlfriend was threatening her. The police have registered an FIR. I don't know what that is. It states that, like, some sort of report. It stated that on Thursday, January 30th at 9:45 a.m., the women intercepted the victim when she was on her way to Pragadanagar. The three women then forced her to sit between them on a motorcycle and took her to one of their houses where the crime was committed. According to the victim, she was also filmed during the crime.
No.
This is not a Jagu situation. Jagu means, like, celebration, happiness. This woman's pussy is in agony.
I feel it in my fucking cunt. My cunt is fucking hurting.
The accused had also threatened to throw acid at her face. The police have arrested all the three accused on charges of kidnapping, assault, and criminal intimidation. Now, because these last two news stories were kind of short, I've got a bonus one for you today. When Ottawa police went to check out a report of a child calling for help in the city's rural West End last week, they didn't find the kid, but they did find a goat. On the evening of January 27th, officers responded to a call from a resident who said he heard the sound of a child wailing and calling for help coming from a wooded area near his property. They searched and searched, but they couldn't see or hear the child in distress. Officers went to check with neighbors, and at one of the houses found a woman with her three kids all accounted for. When the father arrived, he told police his goat had been screaming earlier, and when he went to investigate, he found the animal with its head stuck in a fence. proving that goats not only sound like children, but are also as dumb as kids. The farmer said the sound could be mistaken for a child screaming. He led the officers to the area, and sure enough, it was exactly where the complainant reported the sound coming from. All kidding aside, police are reminding residents to report suspicious activity immediately so we can check it out. It's always better to be safe than sorry. Have you ever heard a goat scream? There are just, like, thousands of examples on YouTube. What? Doesn't sound like a kid necessarily. It does kind of sound human-like. Here's another one. Maybe that was the one. Hey you! Come here! He's my favorite goat so far. Hey! That's a gay goat right there. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Love to hear from you, freaks. And there are many ways to contact the show. show@distortedview.com. I'm all over social media at distortedview on Twitter and Instagram. And Bite, now the new Vine thing that came out, Vine 2.0 or whatever. I'm still on YouTube until my account is deleted, youtube.com/distortedviewshow. And of course, we've got a Discord where all the freaks are hanging out. There's a link on the main navigation bar over there at distortedview.com. Click it and start chatting with other freaks.
I know I called yesterday. Hear me out for a moment, Tim. Thank you. I feel like I may have been heated yesterday. I don't know. I didn't listen to voicemail. You can't listen to voicemail, in fact, on Patreon line. I feel like I was a little bit heated, but you know I love you. You know we love you. Please come into the Discord and visit with us. We are your friends. We are your fans.
Oh, let's see. I can't wait. Hold on. Let me play the previous call. What could they possibly be bitching about now?
Hello, Hansanovich. Vladimir Putin here. I hope you're well. How is your New Year's resolution of getting into the Discord more going? Oh, wait, I know. You have not posted in the Discord once in 2020, and here we are in February.
I've responded, and I've given little thumbs up and stuff.
Your follow-through is incredible, Tim, incredible. Please come into the mod room. Please talk with us. Engage. You are administrator here. You are the founder of the Discord. You come in. You take content, and that's it. We are sick of being used as your fucking content.
I was waiting for that. I was actually waiting for that comment. I set up the Discord for the specific reason of you guys providing content. What the fuck are you talking about? I take from you. I gave you the Discord, motherfuckers. What a fucking bunch of ungrateful cunts. I'm doing more than ever. I'm doing 2 exclusive shows, an extended show, and videos, and you still find fucking shit to whine about? Fuck you, assholes.
Hey, Tim.
I'm never going in that goddamn stupid Discord again.
That's America's favorite racist moon man. I was just
Jesus
calling
Christ.
In this week was a good week of programs, and
yeah, well,
to
fuck
give you some praise and say keep up the good work. And,
all right, thank you. We're done with the voicemails today. How about we're done with voicemails for? I don't want to hear from you people again. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God. Spread the distortion, STD, to all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Tomorrow is going to be a sideshow exclusive program. If you're not yet a member, sign up right now. Otherwise, I will see you back on Wednesday. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Chew on your own foreskin. Yeah.